Blog Talk Radio.
A Monday warrior, mean stride. Today's Tom Sawyer, mean pride.
And it's still a good afternoon to those of you on the East Coast. Good morning to those of you on the West Coast, and a great day to you wherever. And, oh, by the way, whenever you may be listening, my name is Jason Dias, broadcasting live again from the studios of eloquentonline.net in beautiful New Braunfels, Texas, Republic thereof. We had audio issues at 11 o'clock, and so simply reset the show, set up a new show. Did a conference call, called Troy, said hello, and now I'm here going solo today. Troy is up in Lake Tahoe. He is traveling. He was not going to be with us anyway, but we are looking forward to a great all-music show. It is Wednesday, which in New Braunfels means it is Trash Day, or as I will call it henceforth, it is Miley Cyrus Day. So, like I said, I didn't even know they still played videos on MTV. I thought it was just a platform for reality TV. I have not watched 5 seconds of MTV probably in 20 years. I grew up, I'm 45, so I was an MTV kid. They actually used to play music videos one after another. And so that's what we're going to do today. Not music videos. We're going to play songs that we love. Our Songs We Love is into our fourth iteration. These are songs we loved and still love because that, after all, is what it's all about. Is your brand, like a band, putting on a performance that leaves the audience wanting more? And we could have easily dumped the show, but hey, we've got a sponsor. And speaking of that sponsor, before you go confidently into the future, gomarquis.com, GOMARQUIS.com. You know them as one of the largest providers of MCIF and CRM software for banking institutions in the entire world. But what you may not know is that they are also one of the fastest growing creative companies in the great United States of America, right here in the great state of Texas, where I am broadcasting. And we are so happy to be back on the air doing the show. We thought an all music show heading into Labor Day. This first song, big shout out going out to Kate Houston up in North Texas, not far from the Marquee offices at Ward North American. She is a big fan of our first band today, as am I. It's the Dave Matthews Band, Wasting Time. Stay. Well, the clouds rolled over our heads. unmistakable sound of the Dave Matthews Band, not since Chicago and Earth, Wind & Fire, American Band, fused rock and brass instruments. I don't even like the saxophone, and yet I love it on that song. Music is like that, the power to convert you to like things that maybe you didn't know about or maybe you hadn't heard before. Before I met Scott McKenna and Nike Van Wyck, I couldn't name one Dave Matthews song. Now they fill up my iTunes and my earphones each and every day. That one going out to Kate Houston up in North Texas at Ward with American. This next song was actually written for Pink. Pink was supposed to perform this song and she didn't want to do it. They next offered it to Hilary Duff and she didn't want to do it. Well, you got something you want done right? Give it to a Texan. And this one's for Troy because I know he loves her, as do I. The queen of power pop. Her name is Kelly Clarkson. And this is Since You've Been Gone.
Here's a thing. We started out friends. It was cool, but it was all pretend. Yeah, yeah. Since you've been gone.
I wouldn't have.
You're dedicated, you took the time. Wasn't long till I called you mine. Yeah, yeah. Since you've been gone. And all you'd ever hear me say is how I picture me with you. That's all you'd ever hear me say. But since you've been gone, I can't breathe.
Summer of 2005, we had Nicole Bice from the World Council of Credit Unions on the show last week, and I mentioned that I had been fortunate to go out to the World Council show in Rome in 2005. It was a great summer, and it just seems like every time we were in the car, that song came on, and you know, you can hate on American Idol now because I do, but you cannot hate on the first American Idol because she is all about results. She keeps cranking out the hits, and if you're interested in results, if you go to my Twitter page, you see I don't judge intentions. Intentions are cheap. Results are real. For real results, go marquee.com. A family business born of family values and principles and integrity. John Jay and Judd three great brothers, one great family business, Go Marquee, our sponsor here on this show. After the break, we're going to get right back into the music, and we'll do it all right after this.
Man, when I'm listening to the Power of Performance, I just can't decide who's hotter, Jason or Troy.
Well, you can't tell by the way I use my voice, I'm a woman, man. No time to talk. You need love.
Well, Troy's not here today, so that kind of narrows it down a bit, does it not? All right. Again, music has the ability to convert. I did not like country music for a long time, wouldn't listen to country music. That is one of my absolute favorite country songs of all time, Blame It on Your Heart by Patti Loveless. Last night I had occasion to watch a news story from Providence, Rhode Island, where my family is from, Rhode Island and Massachusetts. And my cousin, Colleen, who is a very successful Allstate agent, was up there. And the story was about how Providence drivers are some of the worst in the country, according to a study by Allstate. And having driven in Providence, I concur. But I just thought it was interesting because before you got to see that little news clip, there was an ad. I'm not going to say who it is, but it was a credit union in Rhode Island advertising car loans, a car loan promotion, a special rate. And I'm telling y'all, the music that was playing, the little jingle they had, folks, if you, the music that you use to intentionally engage your audience sounds like something from a 1970s Lawrence Welk show, give us a call. Please visit us at eloquentonline.net. We can create some beautiful music that your audience will actually enjoy listening to, whether it's in your ads, on your social sites, on hold music. Actually insulting to Lawrence Welk. It's just not very, very good. It had a very, very old vibe to it, folks. There are three new generations that are not about Lawrence Welk anymore. So when you want to intentionally engage your audience with music the right way, give us a call at Eloquent Online or visit us online, eloquentonline.net. Rounding out the summer with music, this is one of the songs that always, 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 as music is wont to do, takes me back. Summer of 1988, riding around in my little Toyota Celica out in Fort Ord, California, somewhere. The Cure, one of my faves. From The Cure, I think that was 1988, just an absolute standard. We wore that sucker out on the cassette tape back at beautiful Proof of God, Fort Ord, California. One of the most beautiful places you can ever go in this country is the Monterey Peninsula, and I was privileged to serve in the United States Army 7th Infantry Division Light. Again, a misnomer because there was nothing light about it. We carried everything we had. Hey, that one goes out to my buddies at the 4th Battalion, 21st Infantry, where I found out this past week that the other company commander that I've never mentioned before, the Charlie Company commander, who was Captain Grossman at the time, has gone on to be a very, very successful speaker and author. His best-selling book on killing, about the psychology of killing in a military environment and a military operation. So of the three company commanders in my battalion, one is now the division commander, two-star general up at Fort Drum with the 10th Mountain Division. The other one was the commandant of West Point, and the third, Captain Grossman, a successful speaker and author. I was surrounded by high-functioning professional soldiers at Fort Ord. It shaped my life to this very day. I think about you guys all the time, and lots of us listen to that song in my little Toyota Celica on our many trips to and from Fort Ord, to Salinas, to San Jose, to San Francisco, all over the great state of California. Speaking of California, our next song includes a big shout out to the young lady that was responsible for our hour-long special last week, Yes, She Can, huge hit, hundreds and hundreds of archive listens to the show Yes, She Can. It was the baby and brainchild of Teresa Freeborn, the chief executive officer and president out at Exceed Financial Credit Union out in El Segundo, California. And so a big shout out to her. We're going to play it all the way through, a song that Cadillac actually used from 2002 and 2006 to change the way people felt about the Cadillac brand. Led Zeppelin. How about some rock and roll?
Yeah.
unmistakable sound of Robert Plant and Led Zeppelin. Hey, folks, I hope you have a safe and happy Labor Day weekend. On behalf of Troy Hall and myself, we want to wish you a great, great day. It's always fun to come in and just spin the tunes. You've been listening to The Power of Performance, the show that asks the question, if your brand were a band, would you leave the audience wanting more? Until next we speak, have a great time out there. Be the person you were in the interview. Be in business forever. And we look forward to talking to you after the Labor Day weekend right here. If it's Wednesday, it's The Power of Performance, brought to you in part by Marquee, gomarquee.com. And we will talk to you soon.